咱大家都有一个虔诚的心啦，咱说今仔个圣经则是记载伫新约，约翰福音第四章，咱要看第二十七节到第三十节。
John chapter 4, verses 27 to 30. Let's all rise.
当下门徒倒来，就希奇要耶稣甲一个妇人讲话，只是无人讲你欲伫什么呢？或者讲你为什么要甲伊讲话？第十八节，迄妇人就留了水管往城内去，对众人讲：你就交战。恁来看，有一个人将我所来所行一切的代志，拢托我甲我写出来。莫非这个就是基督吗？三十，众人就出城往耶稣迄位去。
Let us read together in English. Just then.His disciples came back. They marveled that he was talking with a woman. But no one said, What do you seek? Or why are you talking with her? So the woman left her water jar and went away into town and said to the people, Come, see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ? They went out of the town.And we're coming to him. The words of our Lord.
Brothers and sisters, peace. Today, our topic is once again the proclamation of new life in Christ. And our Bible passage is still in John chapter 4, verse 27.We have already been dwelling on John chapter 4 for a while. And not only was I preaching on this passage this year, remember a couple of weeks ago, there was also a guest speaker, a doctor, who also spoke on John chapter 4. And in the junior youth camp, Pastor Reyes also spoke on this. I think the guest speaker probably didn't know that I was speaking on this as well. Reverend Reyes had no reason to go stealing my verse. But it's okay, we're nearly done with this. But here in John chapter 4, there are many lessons for us to learn. In this passage today, there are two things that happened. First, the disciples came, and when they saw Jesus speaking with a Samaritan woman, they marveled. So we want to analyze why the disciples marveled. Secondly, after the dialogue between the woman and Jesus, what was her response? I hope that as we go over these two points, may we also examine our own hearts. Let us pray once again. First of all, we see when the disciples came back, why did they marvel when they saw Jesus speaking of the woman? We know that when Jesus and the disciples came to Samaria, we know his disciples left Jesus for a while to go buy food. So,
from the very start of the dialogue, Jesus' disciples weren't with him.And near the end of the conversation, his disciples came back. And here the disciples saw Jesus speaking with a Samaritan woman.
These disciples didn't know this woman. But the Bible described their attitude, they marveled at this. Now, marveling, being surprised, is not necessarily bad. There are many translations of this verse. Some use amazed or surprised, marveled. In both English and Chinese, there are many versions, so it's not necessarily a bad thing. However, when we know the context of why the Jews were marveling, we know that this is not a good sort of marveling. Because the custom of the Jews is that they don't speak to any woman on the street. The only woman they were allowed to speak to were their own wives. They couldn't go around talking to random women. In fact, in the Jewish culture, they didn't think that women were on the same level as men. When we look at this passage, we see what did the disciples notice when they came back. The first thing they saw wasn't that the woman was a Samaritan woman. Instead, they saw that she was a woman. They marveled because she was a woman, not because she was a Samaritan. And so we see that the Jews have their own discrimination against various people. But you know, we Chinese people are not quite different. Every culture has discrimination. Do we, as Chinese, have discrimination? Let us, when we ask our grandparents, grandparents out there, if your daughter or daughter-in-law is about to give birth, what gender do you want it to be? Of course, male. You know, now the grandparents, the Chinese grandparents are good at answering when they hear it's a girl. They say, it's okay even if it's a girl. Just that answer is not quite okay. Women are okay, but I hope it's a man. You know, once as I was visiting someone, there was a person who has just given birth. It was a given birth to a male, and I knew the grandmother. And in that hospital room, when the grandmother found out that it was male, she just jumped for joy. I don't actually know her age, but I think she was around 70 or 80. A 70, 80 year old, when she found out she had a male grandson, she just jumped for joy. And in the coming years, there was another daughter-in-law of that grandmother. I knew their entire family, and so I knew that another son had given birth. And so as I visited again, the grandmother was there again. But it was a female this time. I didn't see her jump this time around. And so I said, Grandma, you know, you have a new grandchild. And right soon after, this grandmother just wanted to leave the room. And so I was close to her, and she said she was going to find food. So I said, I'll go with you. So I accompanied her to find food. And then I asked her, you know, last time when you had a grandson, you jumped for joy. I couldn't finish a sentence, but it was implied. I was asking, what about now? And she answered immediately, I'm still happy right now. I am still happy of my granddaughter, but I'm hungrier this time. You know, if it was a grandson, she wouldn't have time to be hungry. But now it's a granddaughter, she was happy, yeah, but she was hungry. So all of us, we have our own discrimination. We all have our own prejudices. But when we are preaching the gospel, when we are training people in the gospel, there should be no discrimination or prejudice. The gospel does not care what the color of our skin is. The gospel does not care about how much money we have. The gospel does not care what our position in life is. Jesus loved us and died for you and me, not because he didn't see what we are. So when we preach out, when we spread the gospel, we also must not discriminate. You know, I hope that we can spread the gospel in more languages. You know, the one language that I find it hard to preach the gospel in is Tagalog. You know, I can converse in Tagalog. But if you ask me to preach in Tagalog, I would die right there.
I can communicate in Tagalog, but preach.
I can communicate in Tagalog, but not preach. Because as I am speaking, I think of all the various duplications of the language. In Tagalog, the grammatical form contains many repetitions, and so I get confused. So if you are good at preaching the gospel in Tagalog, then that is God's blessing. But there is no discrimination in the gospel. The moment we have a discrimination, we have sinned against God. If anything in the gospel can contain discrimination, it should be against us. God should be the one who is allowed to discriminate against us. That is righteous. We don't have to be saved. But God still saved us. We didn't deserve God's love. But God still loved us. So if there's any righteous discrimination, it should be God against us. But we should not have discrimination against others. So once again, let us examine ourselves. Perhaps God has moved you to preach to a certain group of people, to talk to a certain group of people. In your heart, which is stronger, the moving of the Spirit or your own discrimination? Often when I'm on visitation trips with church members, and then when it came to saying the gospel, they would also say, "Pastor, go ahead, your turn." I often have a group of people who go on visitation with me. Some are mothers, some are businessmen among this group. If they're just chatting with the people, they have a lot to say. But when they find out that this person isn't saved yet, they say, "Pastor, come on, go ahead." Once we are visiting a person who knew neither English nor Chinese. And then they said, "Pastor, please say the gospel to him."
gua kabinsa nga unyang ko si Bokso tan si gua kabinsa nga si Paise.
And it's true that I am a pastor, but I'm just like you. I get embarrassed sometimes.
Kasi ikaw wa Bokso tanok in Bokso bitso ang botanok
in. When you say it out loud, pastor, say spread the gospel. How do I say no?
Kasi hindi takang ko ay Tagalog.
Well, that day it was hard for me because it was Tagalog.
Ay kong na body yo, mi hagaw kong Tagalog.
I say, how about you go ahead? You're better at Tagalog, aren't you?
To kiti chali kong ah kinadi Bokso bo ay tanok ima.
As we were going home in the car, they said, you know, today the pastor refused to spread the gospel.
Si Mike kay Theo, inwi ko buhay tang titsap at sundi kong Tagalog kasi ito, no? Kinalit bukso bobe tuanok yun.
I knew, for one time, for linguistic purposes, I had refused to say the gospel, and today my name is marred.
Bukso yun kay tuanok yun.
A pastor should spread the gospel.
Tuanto lang to si tuanto to si tuanok.
Pastors are meant, ministers are meant to spread the gospel.
Ang si tuanok yun, si
but spreading the gospel is not just a responsibility of pastors. It is for each one of us. In our spreading the gospel, may there be no discrimination. This was the attitude of the disciples towards this woman. But there was another event. It was the response of the Samaritan woman after her dialogue with Jesus. You could see this woman's new life. In Christ, she found new life. You know, new life, life has many different changes. Just like a baby who just left his mother's womb, there are many changes. Recently, I read that a baby inside their mother's womb, a baby's temperature is around 100 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm afraid of the heat, so I'm thankful that I'm not in my mother's womb anymore. If the air conditioner is set to 25 degrees, I'm already scared of it. I'm only happy when the air conditioner is set to 19 or 20. But 100 degrees Fahrenheit. That's a fever right there.
Then this baby, the mama pakto la in a sim soi kang longzong si kuya.
And you know all the openings of their hearts inside their mother's wombs, the babies, all of them are open. And as they are born, then within 2 or 3 days, their valves slowly close. And there are problems if they don't close properly. Like my daughter, my youngest daughter, has one valve which did not close properly.
So there
are many changes that a child goes through as she is born. Just like that, when we have received new life in Christ, then there are many changes that you go through. At its core, at the most basic, there are at least three signs. The first sign of change was a change in values. Brothers and sisters, when you receive a new life in Christ, the first thing that must change is your values. And if your values and affections don't change, then the rest is meaningless. The most important thing is not the outward change. It's not the change of the attitude. It's a change in your values. You know, it's easy to lie about your physical manifestation. Attitude can sometimes be okay. But if your values are wrong, then both your actions and your attitude will be wrong. But when you change your values, then everything will change as well. There are some people who, upon accepting Christ, have a 180-degree turn in their values. That's possible. But most people are like me. Slow change. But most importantly, it should be changing. So today, let us examine ourselves. Are our values today the same as they were before? What should be the values of a Christian? There's just one thing. Make that Christ will be our joy. That Christ will be our treasure. That nothing else, no other person or thing or event will be more important than Christ. If a husband loves Christ, then they will love their wives. If a husband loves Christ, then he will love his family. If a husband loves Christ, then he will love his business. Brothers and sisters, we all had varying sets of values before we became Christians. Sometimes we valued position. We valued finances. We valued other people. Valued our wives or our children. If it's grandparents, you probably value your grandchildren. But if you are in Christ, then at the end, your most precious valuable will be Christ. How do you know what a person's values are? It's not necessarily how much time they spend on that thing. But it's where they invest their most precious time and most precious things. Sometimes a person does spend a lot of hours each day on something, but that's not necessarily their most important thing. There are many husbands who go and work for 8 or more hours each day. That's not necessarily mean that the work is their most valuable thing. It might be that he spends less time with his wife at home. It will be less than a work. Maybe he spent 8 or 10 hours at work. But when you ask each husband today, which is more important, work or wife? If the wife is there, of course they'll say their wife. That's true, right? So I'll speak for you, husbands. I'll speak on your behalf, husbands. Of course, our wives are more important. But we don't technically use the most time on our wives. But we spend our most valuable time on our wives. Because our wives are more important than our work. This is just an example. There are many other things like this. We will use our most precious things to receive what our values dictate is the most important thing. So when Christ and His gospel enter our lives, then our values will change. And when our values change, when our actions, our attitude, everything will slowly change. You know, oftentimes what Jesus taught us was about our values.
And
not just Jesus, the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation, it speaks of values. But oftentimes, Jesus in the Gospels, you see Jesus speaking to his disciples. In the book of Luke, Jesus said some very heavy words to his followers. Beside the Sea of Galilee, he turned around. And he told his disciples, to follow me, you have to hate your parents, your family, and follow me. You have to pick up your cross and follow me. You have to deny your own life. This is a value challenging our value. Christ was asking them, in your life, what is the most important thing? Like in Ephesians, it also speaks to the husbands.
It
said, husbands, love your wives. How do you love your wives? Just as Christ died for the church, then husbands, you must love your wives. That is also a question of values. And similarly, as our Christians, our values must change because Christ becomes our treasure. And you see that this Samaritan woman's actions reflected her values. After she spoke to Christ, what did she do? She didn't say, hold up, Jesus, I'm going to go get my family here. She put down her jar of water went back to the town and said, look, I have met the Christ, the Messiah. She wanted to go get water because water was important to her. But after she encountered Jesus, everything changed. The water wasn't important anymore. And she left it there. She left and called other people to Christ. And we see her values were changed immediately. You know, the second sign of a person with new life, they will confess Christ. Just like when a baby exits her mother's womb,
that's
the first step, you must cry. Without that, if she doesn't cry, then you must make her cry. Because crying meant there was new life right there. And just similarly, when we accept Christ, the first cry of our new life is the confession that Christ is our Lord. If a baby cries, then that means that he has life. But a person who says that he has Christ does not necessarily have new life. But conversely, if a person does have new life, then he will confess Christ. Later, we will have missionaries who will come and report for us. They are missionaries to the Muslims. And I have also met many missionaries who reach out to the Muslim people. But
带人信主哦，但是因无注意看看伊真实有新的生命无。
But I am often concerned that many missionaries preach the gospel, but we don't see whether new life has truly taken root.
有时我捌听佮讲，因无需要承认主是因的主。
Often, sometimes I have heard people say these people don't need to confess Christ as their Lord.
现在这个承认无多多的公开。
You know, this life does not necessarily have to be public.
咱知影。
We know that.
但是咱至少咱做宣教士、做传道人、做牧师的、做基督徒的，咱都看到因真实的生命在个人里面，因有承认还是无？
It's true that their faith does not necessarily have to be completely public, but we must be able to see whether or not they have new life.
更加重要，因是承认什么主呢？
And more importantly, what Christ, what Lord do they confess? You know, the word Jesus, the name of Jesus, was actually a common name back then. This word, this name, meant the Jehovah's salvation. It bears the same root as the names Joshua or Judah. So even in Jesus' day, there were many people called Jesus. But this Samaritan woman didn't just say any Jesus out there. But this Jesus who spoke to her, who gave her living water. You know, there are many people who share a name with my wife in this church.
Jane Catherine Solim.
You know, my wife's full name is Jane Catherine Solim.
Her birthday is on
May 25. And why do I need to memorize these facts? There are at least a couple of people in the church who are also called Kathy. J.I.'s wife is called Kathy. When I came, Catherine Bendition also said, you can call me Kathy. I can say every Kathy in the church is my wife. I need to see where my wife is first. For fear of my life.
不会做啊，会死啊。
No, I can't say that because I would die.
因为我太太哦是，伊有也是卡蒂，但是伊是 Jane Catherine Solim.
It's true.
阿母名是苏英美，英文苏耶。
That's true. My wife's name is Kathy, but she's Jane Catherine Solim. That's her name.
不是青菜上啊。
That's not any Kathy out there.
上款等咱咧领。
Similarly, when we are confessing Christ, it's not just any Jesus, any Lord.
不是青菜这个耶稣的这个名。
It's not just anyone who is called Jesus.
但是这个耶稣是至尊，这个也重要。
But who this Lord is important.
在马太福音第十章三十二到三十三节。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 32.
伊讲凡在人面前认不我的。我在我的天父的面前也的确认不伊，凡在人面前无认不我的，我在我的天父面前也的确无认不伊。
Anyone who confesses me before men, who accepts me before men, I will also accept before the Father in heaven. And anyone who denies me before men, I will also deny before the Father in heaven.
所以这个新生命的人头，这个有价值观的改变，伊将主成做伊的子播。
So anyone who has accepted Christ will have a change in values.
第二个是个新生命的人，伊承认主是至尊。
Secondly, a person with new life will confess Christ.
第三个记号。
The third sign of new life.
真趣味哦，这个当这个撒玛利亚妇人人都看价值观改变，承认主是耶弥赛亚，伊随随哦去到乡村，带人来到主面前。
Interestingly, right after she had a change in values and this woman had confessed Christ, immediately she went to tell others about Jesus. Her theology might not have been as good as ours right now. She only spoke with Jesus for a few minutes. She only knew that Jesus was giving her living water.
伊讲着敬拜主，讲有一日无需要伫耶路撒冷，无需要伫基利心敬拜。
And they discussed worship. She knew that Jesus said one day you don't have to worship in either Jerusalem or Samaria.
伊讲伊咧听候弥赛亚，主讲我是个弥赛亚。
When she was looking for the Messiah, then Jesus said, "I am the Messiah."
伫迄个伊个价值观，伊起来相信主。
In those few moments, her values changed and she believed Jesus.
伊无独独知影隆重。
She might not have known everything there was to know.
但是伊怀伊所有的常识，伊相信伊得着救。
But what did she know? She believed and she received salvation.
然后伊得着救了后，伊随时带人。
And right after she received the salvation, she immediately went to get other people to come before Christ. We remember many pastors often say that this woman was drawing water in the middle of the day because she didn't want to meet other people. If that is true,
伊拄着主了后
，right after she met Jesus，
伊将迄个瓮啊放落来
，and she left her jar and she went to find other people。
迄个是价值观的改变，迄个是新生命的表现。
That is a change in values and that is a sign of new life。
找人讲，我看到弥赛亚。
She found other people and she said, "I found the Messiah."
伊新生命的反应哦，是咱今仔日每一个人信主的人应该反应。
The sign of her new life should also be a sign, should be a response that each one of us have. If there's a chance to spread the gospel, we shouldn't say, "Pastor, go ahead, it's your turn." But we must have that fervor to tell other people, "Come, I can show you the God who saved me." But what I'm surprised at is how quickly she left her water down. Maybe when she discussed with Jesus, she received a heart of gratitude. And sometimes we preach the gospel because of gratitude to Christ. But if it's only gratitude,
The
Samaritan woman wouldn't have left the side of Jesus. If Christ saved me and I am grateful, then why would I leave? I would just stay there and make sure I say my thanks. So the motivation of the Samaritan woman to spread the gospel was not just gratitude. So what else is there?
这个让我想，到落尾我圣经无记载，我这是我自己想。
And I've thought about it, and the Bible does not make it clear, but this is my interpretation.
我相信这个撒玛利亚妇人哦，经历主应允，主也听。
I believe the Samaritan woman found the love in Jesus, living water.
主讲你若有我，我要将你成做一个应允，充满应允的水。
And Jesus said, "If you have me, I can give you living water." And so she experienced Christ's love, her overflowing love, abundant love. And this abundant love is not able to be contained. Because the water from Christ is not from, it's not from the well, but it's living water.And naturally, this water of love will spread out to other people. Oftentimes, as Christians, we cover this living water with dirt. Sometimes we are ashamed. We are ashamed or embarrassed to spread the gospel. Sometimes we are afraid of being judged. But this Samaritan woman didn't care. She didn't care what the other people thought of her. She just went and said, "I met the Messiah." Because the gospel is not just yours. Gospel does not belong to you and me. The point of the gospel is not you or me. The central point of the gospel is that Jesus died for you and me so that we can have a relationship with God. In
1
Corinthians chapter
2 Corinthians 5:14-15.
In 2 Corinthians 5:14-15, it says, "For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised." This was what the Samaritan woman showed. When she went out and spread the gospel, told the people about Christ, she didn't live for herself anymore. Because she finally found her most precious thing, the Messiah. This is what each of us, Christians, missionaries, pastors, this is what we must have in mind.
We live
not for ourselves, we live for Christ who came, who lived and died for us. And then we go and preach that gospel. It's not easy to preach the gospel. Later we will hear how it's not easy to spread the gospel. We hear how the missionaries have such difficulty sharing the gospel.
And
this is not for themselves. All this work is meant for the Christ who died. To conclude, allow me to share a story. This is a real story. Do you know how Korea first received the gospel?
Robert Thomas.
There is a person called Robert Thomas. He was neither a minister or a preacher. He was in Scotland.
It is Scotland Bible Society.
He was sent by the Scotland Bible Society to China to be a missionary. And his work was simple. Not to translate the Bible. He was just to go to China and distribute gospel tracts every day. Every day to distribute Bibles. And he found out that the written language of China and Korea at that time were similar, were the same.
So
right now, if you ask, if you can ask a Korean friend for his name, he will give it to you in Chinese. I have many Korean friends who are also named Ang, who are surnamed Ang.
Korean 叫做 Hung.
Or Red, in this case, yeah.
Dipuna si Sang. Dipuna din na mang ine, dipuna miao, isisyalan ng miao di.
And if you ask the Japanese as well, they also will write their name in Chinese for you.
So it's like Robert Thomas, Hankok, in ehaw taklan ng di.
So when Robert Thomas found out that Korea can understand Chinese language,
so
the Holy Spirit moved him to go and distribute Bibles in Korea. He was in China for a while, so he knew how to speak Mandarin. But he couldn't speak the language of the Korea.
10年以後，伊哋大陸10年以後，就機會一啲多謝船，坐一隻船叫做 General Sherman.
After 10 years in China, he finally found a way to get to Korea through the boat called General Sherman.
对大陆要坐一个平壤, North Korea.
From China to Pyongyang in North Korea.
那时候没有 North Korea.
At that time, there wasn't a North Korea.
那时候没有飞机,
there was no airplanes at that time.
所以就坐船过去,
so he had to take a boat.
不是也行啊,
it wasn't that far.
但是未到, 未到韩国的时候,
but before they landed at Korea,
韩国的海军哦,
the customs of the people,
the
navy of Korea,
没允准他的船去到韩国,
the Korean customs refused to let them land.
后来就拍起来,
and so they fought for it.
然后他登船拍输,
and the boat was defeated.
甚至 General Sherman 在那里沉,
that day General Sherman sank.
在那里沉里面没一个人活,
there was not one person who survived,
包括 Robert Thomas,
including Robert Thomas.
Robert Thomas 在那里带两箱的圣经,
at that time Robert Thomas was carrying two boxes of Bibles.
他跌落去水里，因为怕输,
and because they lost, he fell into the water.
他没受到去,
he didn't swim back home, it was too far.
但是他游去韩国,
but he swam straight for the land.
但是韩国的海军渣,
but the customs, the people, the Korean soldiers were blocking him.
他带那两箱夹在韩国海军的船,
and so he clung on to the Korean boat.
韩国的海军队,
this was the Korean Navy.
他是敌人,没必要拯救人的,
they were enemies, they wouldn't save him.
就退棍,
and we took sticks, clubs, and they hit him.
他就将那两箱的圣经凭他完全的气力将他踢到那艘韩国的海军的船,
but with all of his remaining strength, he threw the two boxes of Bibles onto the ship.
Robert Thomas 不是淹死,
and he didn't drown.
他是和韩国海军打死,
he was beaten to death by the Korean Navy.
但是今天韩国今天也有很多人信主是因为他退圣经进去，你将福音带进去,
but today there are many Christians in Korea because of his sacrifice of his Bibles.
这个是新生命的表现,
this is a sign of new life.
有时我们的信心问道我们有偏见的心,
sometimes we are like the disciples, we have a heart of discrimination.
但是我们每一个基督徒都能活出我们新的生命,
but I hope that each of us Christians, we will be able to live out a new life.
我们感受我们自己看我们的价值观有变，我们有真实信主耶稣是我们的救主，我们的上帝, 还是我们有一个热情要将福音传给人。Let
us examine ourselves to see if we have a change in values, and whether we are willing to confess Christ, and finally whether we have the fervor to spread the gospel.
撒玛利亚妇人, the
Samaritan woman didn't approach Jesus.
是耶稣头先来找伊,
it was Jesus who first spoke to her.
是耶稣头先跟伊讲话,
it was first Jesus who told her.
撒玛利亚妇人是要来打水,
the woman just came to get water.
但是主耶稣赐伊永活的水,
but Jesus gave her the living water.
撒玛利亚妇人讲敬拜是伫基督心上,
the woman said worship must be on Mount Gerizim.
耶稣教示伊要敬拜是用诚实甲真理来敬拜,
Jesus said worship must be in spirit and in truth.
撒玛利亚讲伊咧寻求弥赛亚,
the woman said she was looking for the Messiah.
耶稣甲伊讲伊是伊个基督，伊就是伊个弥赛亚,
Jesus said I am the Christ, I am
the Messiah. 撒玛利亚妇人谂钦差咧寻上帝,
the woman was looking for God,
但是上帝可以找到,
and God found her,
伊的生命得到满足,
and her life was changed.
甚至不是只有满足，充满,
she was filled and she was overflowing.
所以伊到伊的乡村去，甲人讲，我拄着迄个有法当充满你的弥赛亚,
so she went to the town and told everyone, I have found the Messiah who can fill you as well.
撒玛利亚妇人有吃着主恩的滋味,
Samaritan woman has tried Christ's water.
我唔知你甲我有吃着主恩的滋味,
not sure if you and I have.
愿恁有法通来，搁一摆伫主内面得到满足,
may you once again find our satisfaction in Christ.
何你这款的充满伫主内面充满满足，何你袂禁得啊？我爱将福音传予人,
that you may be so filled with Christ that you are unable to keep it from spreading out to other people.
何恁有法通亲像保罗讲，我活咧是为着基督死死益处,
May you be like Paul and say, to live is Christ and to die is gain. May you have Christ in your life and may you live for Christ. Let us pray. Oh Lord, we thank you because you have filled us. We thank you because you have given us a chance when we were most unworthy, when we were most dirty, when we were most undeserving. You gave us life. And you died for us. And we pray, Lord, that you will always fill us with your living water, with your eternal water, so that we might drink and be filled. And when we are filled, may we not only keep it for ourselves, may the dams burst, Lord, and may your water spread out to everyone around us. May we be willing to live for you, to find you as our most precious treasure, and to show other people that you are our treasure. All this we pray in Christ's name.
Amen.